Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Friends, welcome to day one of Week of Guided Prayer woven with God's love. And today we hold the threads of strength. Hear these words of scripture, Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him and saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed in terrible distress. And Jesus said, I will come and cure him. And the centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and the servant does it. When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, no one in Israel have I found such faith. And then we hear words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years, and though she'd spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. And she came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his cloak, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Then Jesus asked, who touched me? And when they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the crowds are hemming you in and pressing against you. But Jesus said, someone touched me, for I noticed that power had gone out from me. And when the woman realized that she could not remain hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. And in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 10 to 16, now there was a disciple in Damascus called Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. He answered, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he's praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he's done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. As a child visiting Dune Pioneer Village, I loved to watch volunteers weaving mats, blankets, or tea towels. I would watch in amazement as colors were added and their creation took shape. Remembering those colorful projects, I found myself imagining God weaving creation into being. The deep blue greens of ocean separating from the light blues of sky, leaving behind rich blacks, grays, browns, golds, and varied greens of the earth. As it emerged from the water, all the colors of the rainbow burst forth in plants and trees, flowers and shrubs, fish and birds, insects and animals as creation evolved. What is amazing for me is that our Creator, in love, let go of creation. The psalmist tells us that we are woven together in secret in the depths of the earth. Then we're invited as co-creators to weave ourselves into this incredible story. As each of us lives our lives, we make choices that impact the ever-expanding tapestry, that our Maker began and entrusted to us. God remains near. Over time, the fabric of our stories can wear thin or tear when threads or hurt, harm, or hopelessness are added. In response, the One who is holy mystery and holy love has woven in prophets and teachers to draw us back into the purpose of creation. That is love. In Jesus, I imagine God weaving a strong thread to draw us together and to support us in our vulnerabilities. This thread healed when a woman reached out from the crowd in faith to touch the fringe of his clothes, and when a quiet word freed a centurion servant from paralysis. Knowing Jesus through the apostles, Ananias faced his fear of Saul and offered him healing and the gift of the Holy Spirit. I imagine Jesus as a blue denim thread woven through our lives, adding strength and love even as it blends quietly into the colors of the cloth that are the story of God's creation. For your reflection, I wonder, what are the dominant threads in your life? And where do you need Jesus' strength at this time? Hear these words today, friends. And hear this prayer prayed over you, loving Creator. May we feel Jesus' strong, quiet thread in our lives, strengthening and supporting us, so we may be loved to the people our lives touch. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.